Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome back, DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Monday. Going to be a hot one today. I think it cools down for the rest of the week. Cools down like 75, not 87.
Nice. So,
I swallowed air the wrong way.
Uh-oh. Oh, man.
That's weird.
Yeah.
That'll happen.
It wasn't even liquid.
Just took a funny breath.
Yeah, just took a funny breath of oxygen. Oops. That's very strange.
Not great.
Couple of political thoughts I had. First, about Donald Trump, and we all see what's happening, right? I mean, I've not read The Art of the Deal, but my understanding of it is it's basically an expansion on start high, you know, like ask for something ridiculous and then come back down to earth. But his approval rating is terrible in his first 100 days, and I have an analogy to what he's doing. So, Andrew, were you a part of the poker games at my house, or did that predate you?
Predates me.
Okay, so about 15, 17 years ago, because I still lived in, yeah, it was before I built this house, I used to have poker games at my house from guys on the show. And the first time we played, Pigpen, who is my associate producer, came in and he ran the table on us. He won almost every hand. And you know how he did it? He bluffed. He bluffed every single hand. And we didn't know him. And we didn't know how good a poker player he was, and we just didn't call him out.
All right.
The second time we played, we called him out on his first three hands. He cashed out, laughed, got up, and left my house. He only had one move, and that was to bluff. And when you called him, he always gave it up. How is that different from Donald Trump? And I mean that honestly. Like, am I missing sometimes when he got called out and he stuck to it and he won? Or is it pretty much, hey, we're going to do 145% on China, and then China gets mad, and he's like, well, maybe not that much? Because it seemed to me to be a pretty good analogy.
Yeah. I mean, it's a similar strategy, right? Like, if you can bully the pot, you bully the pot. You know, that's kind of, you know, one way to play around with it. It's either that or like you're betting bigger than you think other people can go, right? It's a similar strategy. For him, it probably has been more successful on a regular basis because, you know, in poker, you don't have as much leverage because everybody else knows their own cards, right? Like if I got a full house, you can bluff all you want. I'm not going anywhere, right? So it works, but it only works when other people don't have cards or when other people aren't experienced. Or maybe that's not the right term, not as experienced as you are. And in a lot of places, in a lot of, I would argue the people making these decisions in China are probably every bit as experienced as he is. And they have leverage too, which is why it's.
And they may have more cards than us.
Who knows,
when
right?
When it comes to this.
Yeah, we don't know. I wouldn't assume yes or no, but the point is that In your poker games, not yours, but just in a poker game, you know, if everybody's equal, then it's, you know, it can be timing. It can be when you shoot your shot. It can be, oh, I got the cards this time. I got the chance to do it. There are a lot of things that can play into that. And in this case, you know, you're going in a little bit blind, not just, you know, I mean, because you don't have inside information in every other nation, right? It's definitely a good analogy, and there's a lot of things that are variables in it that you don't always know going in. And again, I think this is part of the forgetting policy standards. This is also maybe a philosophical thing that a lot of Americans like, and a lot of people have talked about. This actually was a big conversation during the George W. Bush administration, when you had a lot of, it was the CEO administration, right? The country needs to be run like a business. This might be a case where it doesn't need to be run like a business, right? Because in a business, you typically understand where you stand in the industry, and you typically are really playing around, especially when you're the boss. Ultimately, it ends with you anyway, right? Whether good or bad, it's your call. The government and a nation is not the same thing as a company.
Also, just getting into Donald Trump's mind a little bit, and you guys listen to the show, you know, I don't play this game a lot. I don't do a lot of, like, I know what people are thinking, but he's won his club golf tournament over and over again. He's an almost 80-year-old man. Now, as I understand it, he can play golf, but to win the tournament, not the senior tournament, to win a tournament at any golf club, you have to play 25-year-old guys and 30-year-old guys and probably former pros. So if he thinks that he's winning all these, maybe he just thinks he's sort of infallible. So here's my second take on politics. The Democrats are starting to move, right? Pritzker's making a big move. You see Mayor Pete Buttigieg out there doing a lot of press. They're getting ready for 2028. I would say this. If 2024 taught me anything, it's that the United States of America in 2024, 2025 is not a liberal nation. I thought it was much more liberal than it was. But I think that two mistakes were made. One, you got over your skis on the liberal stuff. And two, America hates being told what to do. And when we got into the woke stuff, it got into a little bit preachy. Both sides are preachy about their own stuff. But obviously, the majority of America, because the majority of America voted for Donald Trump, he didn't just win on the Electoral College, they are not ready to be as liberal as you want them to be, and they really don't like it when you shove stuff down their throat. You think that's fair? A fair assessment of the last election?
I think it's accurate. I didn't think of it the way that you're framing it. I never thought that the nation was more liberal or more conservative, because I think it goes back, clearly goes back and forth every 4 to 8 years.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, we haven't had a pattern that would distinguish one particular direction for the country over the last 30 years. It's been back and forth, which leads me to believe that most people like the idea of staying centrist. Most people like the idea of playing in the middle ground, and when it starts to veer one way or the other too much, they want to bring it back. But maybe that's even overanalysis, because really all we're talking about are the swing voters in certain states, right? We're not talking about most people changing their allegiances every 4 years or anything along those lines. We're not gaining or losing voters from election to election. We got roughly the same percentage of people voting each time around. So it may be as simple as we are in a spot where a small percentage of the population determines these things, because they're the ones that do swing back and forth, and they're the ones that can be reached one way or the other, whether it's through words or just because the world is the things that are happening, the policies that are happening impact them directly in their state.
Yeah, I don't agree that people are tired of having, like, liberalism shoved down their throat. I don't think that's why Kamala Harris lost the election. I think she lost the election because she refused to break free of Joe Biden and refused to say she would do anything differently than Joe Biden. And the economy was not feeling so hot under Joe Biden. Doesn't feel great now, but look at what the market did whenever Donald Trump was elected. There was a lot of optimism, a lot of hope. So I don't think it comes down to, like, oh, they went too far with the trans stuff or anything like that. I think it came down to money.
True, or you don't think it had a big part to play in the election?
I think every individual is different. I don't think collectively we all said, this liberalism is going too far.
I disagree. I think it's in the numbers.
Is it in an this is what I'd be curious about, because I know for a fact that there are people that see it that way. I mean, you know, I mean, we all know people that see it that way.
Yeah.
So that exists. The question that I would have is, would they have voted for a Democrat anyway? Are these people that would be Republican voters anyway? And are we talking about the people that are swayed back and forth? Because those are the people that matter in this conversation. If you're going to vote one party or another, no matter what, well, then you're really not influenced by these things, because you're not voting for that party no matter what. You're a Democrat, you're a Republican, whatever. And that's what's interesting, because, you know, as an example, people always say, I know there'll be people get mad at me about this, but whatever. People are always telling, we don't like people forcing their views down our throats, but religious people do it all the time. The difference, I think, is there are a lot of religious Democrats, too. So when it happens, it's not the same vibe, because there are plenty of Democrats in church on every Sunday, and they are in that community, and they may not agree with the method or the degree to which that thing is being pushed, but it's still kind of in their wheelhouse a little bit, right? Versus the other way around, it's generally not that way for transgender issues or whatever. So it feels worse to you because you're not liking what's being, quote unquote, shoved down your throat. But then nobody has an issue. Those same people don't have an issue with Oklahoma saying, nope, Bible in every classroom, and we're going to teach religion in public schools. Well, that's shoving a belief down people's throats. It is. Just because you agree with the belief doesn't change that fact. Just because it fits your worldview doesn't change that fact. So it's not that tactic that you don't like. It's what's being shoved that you don't like.
So for years now, I've been saying on the air that I thought that the days of conservatism were coming to an end in the future, like for my kids, because most people, and this is anecdotal, but most people I know who are very conservative are in the boomer generation or they're hardcore MAGA. I was neither of those things, and I was not, and I was pretty conservative in my years in 97-1. But I would always say to my kids, like, yeah, I like going to the federal service because I think it's going to be a much more liberal big government time, because I think once Trump is done, it's going to be much more liberal. I don't feel that way. I don't feel that way anymore. I think there is a big shadow group who don't like liberalism that we saw in the election. Do you guys disagree with that?
I mean, I have to go back to what Wheel said. It goes back and forth. I don't think that it's like,
but it's
now
never been liberal, because what used to be liberal would have been conservative for now. Does that make sense? That we've never had very liberal politics hold sway.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, Brian on the stream is saying like the libs got over their skis with ridiculous stuff like drag queens, reading books to little kids. I mean, that's a juicy topic you can bring up, but it's not, the government isn't mandating that that happens.
No,
so I just don't understand.
But it's about messaging.
Right.
Like the message is the message.
What do you mean by the message?
Well, if there are individuals who were motivated by the drag queen stuff, that's a message that someone is putting out there and they are reacting to it.
Mm-hmm.
And my hypothesis is that there are many more people who had that hit their gag reflex than I would have anticipated there being. There was a much bigger response to that stuff, which was clearly out there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not like Kamala Harris was leading with it, but it was out there. So my supposition is just that, oh, we learned something in that election that people are not ready for that.
Yeah, I mean, that. Speaking specifically on that, that's one of those things that was happening, you know, I don't know, three times ever anywhere in the country.
Yeah. Look, I agree. I agree.
But I do think that I think we're an extremely conservative country. I think that I personally think that right now at this moment, we are seeing a cultural backslide, the likes of which we have never seen before.
I agree with both
in this
things.
Country. We have been progressing very slowly on things like social issues and stuff like that, that we are seeing an insane backslide from. I mean, there was talk in some states of like maybe taking away interracial marriage and stuff, which you would assume would just be a given in 2025 and not even something that we'd have to even think about. You know what I mean? Like that kind of cultural backslide is unbelievable to me. And so, the American people in general's willingness to embrace fascism
if
is
it's
just
not,
absolutely.
If it's not my hypothesis, why do you think that happened?
I think that we're just, I think it's not about, we went too far in one direction and now we've got to, you know, course correct or whatever. I just think it's,
I think if everyone's, if everyone's wallet was doing well and there were drag queens reading to kids in every library, I don't think people would care. I think
Joe Biden got elected, right? Wasn't that long ago. Issues didn't change any. Between then and in 4 years, they didn't change that much.
Oh, I think they did.
I don't think it. I mean, it changed.
I think the left was not smart in a lot of the things that they said.
Yeah.
And then I think the right was very opportunistic. That everyone who talked about drag queens or something controversial, that made the news. That made the right-wing news. And so a lot of right-wing people only listen to right-wing news. And if you're able to go on and make it seem like it's all drag queens, I think that's going to have an effect on
now
people.
That right. I do agree with
you. But they
would
never have voted for a Democratic candidate anyway.
But I do agree with Dave.
Maybe,
that
maybe not. I mean, there's a reason he got more votes than he got last time.
I do agree with Dave that
was doing poorly.
Purely, I agree with Rachel that all issues are eventually boiled down to class issues. Whether it's race, whether it's social, whether it's, you know, LGBT, whatever. Ultimately, the core issues are class issues. But I also agree that Republicans are far, far better.
So, Rachel, you just don't think it had an effect?
It's not that. I don't think that was the reason Kamala lost. I think it was because we had a president who, first of all, we didn't elect Kamala Harris to that position of being the candidate. She was just kind of put there. And then on top of it, eggs are, you know what I'm saying? Like the economy, the vibes were very bad surrounding the economy. Then you can look at like the stock market the day Trump's elected and it's super optimistic looking up until this trade stuff. Now we're back in a similar position we were before. I just think ultimately it came down to people felt really bad about the economy, and that's why the Democrats didn't win. Because they thought, oh, Trump's really great at handling this. He's always booming when it comes to the stock market, and then look at what's going on now.
So if you were rooting for the Democrats, you wouldn't have any advice to give them on what I'm saying?
I don't think the Democrats come out and say, like, the craziest liberal over it. Conservatives are very good at messaging, like, hey, these people are nuts. But I don't think the Democrat platform, the way they present, I think Kamala Harris, like, was trying to go as middle of the road as she possibly could, like, kind of turning back on some of the statements she made when she ran in 2020.
Yeah, I never referenced Kamala. I don't think that she was the one doing it. I just think that's what she had to work with. Yeah, I think the right pulled a fast one on making that seem to their listeners, their followers, like that was what was going on. That was a big deal.
That absolutely happened. I mean, like that reaction happened. I honestly think that both parties spend too much time preaching to their own choirs. I mean, too much. I don't know. You can call, people call it virtue signaling, do whatever. It's red meat to the base. But does that change the minds of a swing voter in Wisconsin or Pennsylvania?
Should we do this Something after? We've gone so
yeah,
long.
Yeah, we have That's to a, take a break.
Yeah,
okay.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Just about 1 minute here, went really long on that last discussion. A guy in Missouri got arrested after a high-speed chase with police. He told them he was testing out his cousin's theory that cops won't chase you if you drive over 100 miles per hour.
What?
Didn't work out well.
The cousin theory.
I love testing out my cousin's theories.
Man.
A radio station in Australia is facing heat after fans figured out that they had been listening to an AI host for 6 months.
Ooh.
You did that and didn't tell anybody?
No.
Wow.
That's pretty creepy.
I wonder if it was talk or music. Music seems easier to pull off.
I think it was music.
Okay.
Although, right. Remember when we played the Man and the Woman show?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was weird.
They were figuring out that they were AI? That really creeped me out.
It was weird.
Yeah. It was odd. Welcome back, DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. We're just talking politics with the guys in that last segment, and I don't know if you guys will remember a couple weeks ago, I went off on Chuck Schumer and said that he just doesn't realize he's done yet, and he's so done, and he's getting roasted on CNN, of all places, because he came out today and said that he had sent Donald Trump a strongly worded letter.
Well, then.
So.
Didn't he also say that he's not going anywhere?
Probably.
Like, okay.
No, you'll have to drag him out.
Yeah.
But he needs drug out.
I mean,
he's not doing any good. A strongly worded letter?
Well, you know. What if it was a terse letter?
Yeah. What if he got Kurt? Dave Murray joined us. Hello, Dave.
Hello there.
When's the last time you sent a strongly worded letter?
Oh, it's been ages. I think it was to your agent, but I'm not sure.
And my mom's still mad about that.
That's right. I'm having camera problems, so people who are streaming, I think I'm having camera problems.
Yeah.
I haven't quite figured that out yet.
Yeah, we can hear you loud and clear, but we can't see your beautiful face. So.
Okay. I have a question.
Yeah.
I have a question for Wheels.
Okay.
And it hit me last night, and maybe it was just me. I was watching Stagecoach last night down in Southern California in the desert, and I was watching Sammy Hagar. That's probably a statement that you wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
That I said. But Michael Anthony, Wheels, have you ever been told you kind of look like him? The bass guitarist?
No, but I can see it when I haven't shaved. Yeah, I can see it.
Yeah, a little longer hair. Yeah.
I've never pulled off that hair.
I kept seeing the guy. I was like, God, that looks just like Wheels.
I mean, you know, there are not many rock stars that are somewhat similarly shaped to me. He'd be right. One of them.
Yeah.
It's like straw that stirs the drink, too, man.
There you go.
I like that saying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, can't happen without that guy.
Oh, that's what that means.
Yeah.
Thought it meant something else.
No, he makes it work.
So, Dave, we could have some storms coming in tomorrow night, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we've got, and actually, first thing in the morning, that's you're looking at your phone again. Unsettled weather now. The evening is fine. It's warm. It's warm for this time of year. We have a cold front coming in. Front then gets stuck over us again like the last three or four events. So we have two rounds of rain and thunderstorms tomorrow. First thing in the morning. I mean, really, first thing in the morning. Some of those could be strong to severe. Then a break, so kind of a mix of clouds and sunshine. Then another shot mid to late afternoon on Tuesday. The odds of that are like St. Louis south, especially south. So we're going to have to watch that one. It's windy and 75 degrees. Still showers and a couple of thunderstorms around Tuesday night. Still the same story on Wednesday. Best chance for thunderstorms Wednesday will be in the afternoon. And still showers and a couple of thunderstorms around on Thursday. Temperatures in the 70s during this stretch. We'll clear it out for Friday, clear it out for the weekend with temperatures in the 70s. I don't think any of these events, so Tuesday morning, Tuesday, late Tuesday afternoon, Wednesday afternoon, I don't think any of them are widespread severe weather outbreaks, kind of typical late April, early May type thunderstorms for us. So it's not one of these things where everybody's going to get snockered by it.
Okay, good. Headlines, Rach?
Brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. According to a new report, Gen Z workers are increasingly opting out of college and into the trades. An expert says there are about 2 million fewer students in a traditional four-year university now than in the year 2011. And the annual and that's in part because of the cost of getting a bachelor's degree. Students tell the pollsters the annual cost of attending a four-year in-state public college increased by about 30% between 2011 and 2023.
I think this is a good thing, right? I mean, we need people in the trades, so it accomplishes that. We need college to get over itself, so that everyone's not taking out $150,000 in student loans or parents aren't going broke right before retirement. So I think that's good.
The conclave to choose the new pope will start on May 7th, according to the Vatican.
It'll be run by Rafe Fiennes.
It's going to be a lot of attention. I mean, there always is.
Yeah.
But I think after the movie, I think there's going to be a lot of attention to this one.
Do you think it's a little weird that there are betting lines on who the next pope will be?
Yes. I do.
I'll bet on that.
Because there are.
Sign me up.
Last night I was watching 60 Minutes, and I got to witness this live. But 60 Minutes called out Paramount for executive producer's exit in a rare on-air rebuke. Producer Bill Owens was a longtime executive producer. And since Paramount was increasing their supervision due to a merger with Skydance Media, Owens felt he lost the independence necessary for honest journalism, so he stepped aside, and they talked about it in the final moments of the show.
It was brave. I have a 60 Minutes question for you.
What's up?
Since I had it on my show sheet today, since you said that you watch it, when it comes on, click, 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 tick, 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 tick. I'm like, oh, 60 Minutes. This is what smart people watch. And I get bored. Like, within the first package, I'm like, well, I wonder what's going on over here. What do you think that is? Just I'm not that smart?
No,
do you sense
smart.
That as well? Like, there's something about 60
no, I
Minutes.
I think it's a time thing. Because I think it was the show to watch for a long time on Sunday evening.
Yeah, I mean, it's still maybe the highest rated weekly show that's not a football game. Like, on all of TV. So it does well. It's got a big audience.
Maybe they're just not leading with, you know, the stuff
that's maybe
capturing
not.
You. I don't think it means, like, you're dumb or anything like that.
I feel dumb because I'm like, well, here you go again. You're out of 60 minutes and
it's
five.
It's more lack of patience than it is intelligence.
I went through the same thing yesterday, though, Dave. I watched, the beginning of CBS Sunday Morning, and I'm like, looking at all the different features, and they all seem great, and then I was like, I'm not watching it, though.
right.
You know, you just kind of move on with your
day. Yeah, same thing. Like, Jane Paul, I'm always like, this now, here we go. Here's some entertainment. Let's hear about the tuba. Yeah.
A man in his 20s was rescued twice in 1 week from Mount Fuji in Japan.
What?
So this is a Chinese national who lives in Japan, was airlifted off of the peak last week, but had to be rescued again just 4 days later. He was found by another hiker on a trail more than 3,000 meters above sea level and was suspected of having altitude sickness. Reports suggest he returned to the mountain to find his phone after being rescued the first time.
No.
It's unclear if he was successful.
Jeez.
Okay, he needs to pay for all the rescue operations.
Amen. 100%. Everyone does.
Wow.
Yes.
But all his stuff is on there. All his pics. He doesn't remember his passwords to get into all his social media.
Am I correct, Rach, that Mount Fuji is Mount Fuji, but it is hikeable? You don't have to have like any sort of mountaineering skills to do it. I think it's just really difficult.
Yeah.
But you can walk and hike and
I'm pretty sure.
Did not know that.
A fired Disney employee gets 3 years in prison for hacking into the system and changing the menus at a restaurant, including changing allergen information and adding profane language to the restaurants. He was ordered to pay nearly $690,000 in restitution. Disney was able to identify and remove the altered menus before they were distributed to the restaurants. I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, people could die if you're altering allergen info and stuff like that.
Brian is asking, is Conclave a good movie? Wheels and I agree. Excellent movie. The ending, I thought they got a little over their skis. I thought it was a little too much, but it didn't ruin the movie for me.
No.
I didn't tell anyone in my life, like, don't watch this stupid
movie.
It's
fascinating. Actors are really good.
Yeah.
It's obviously an interesting story because nobody sees that, right?
No.
And obviously it's fictionalized. We don't know if it's exactly how it goes.
If no one spoils this movie for you, like we're trying very hard not to do, you're not going to get to the end and go, that's what I thought it was.
Right.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame unveiled their class of 2025 inductees, and they did it during that American Idol episode I was telling you guys about. Hmm. Chubby Checker, Joe Cocker, and Bad Company will be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, along with pop star Cyndi Lauper, Outkast, The White Stripes, and Soundgarden.
You know who didn't make it for the very first time was the Reader's Choice, which was Fish.
Oh, Fish didn't make it.
Oh, that's right. You were talking about how like every
they've
other...
never not made it.
You were saying last week that it was pretty much a foregone conclusion because they always make
this
it.
This time
in.
They got the snub.
Wow, weird. Hmm.
Chili's changed its most popular burger and no one noticed, says the CEO. They changed the pickles. They switched to a more convenient pickle jar and nobody cared.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because pickles are gross.
It's kind of good news.
Yeah.
If I'm the CEO and I'm like, okay, good.
Yeah, that's like best case scenario.
Yeah.
And my final story here, according to a NBC News Stay Tuned poll, young Americans are more likely to feel lonely and anxious about the future compared to older generations. 29% of adults under 30 report feeling lonely or isolated, while 56% of Gen Z feel anxious about the future most of the time.
Yeah, it's because we don't have much of it left.
That's right. That's exactly what I was thinking.
I mean, it's true.
We're not looking at the next 60 years.
I got to do this stupid crap for maybe 20, 25 years. That's it.
Yeah. Well, in your case, it's going to be another 50.
Well, that's true.
Oh, I should have said this earlier, but Dave Murray's forecast was sponsored by Sandberg Phoenix Law Firm.
Thank you, Sandberg Phoenix.
All right. Yes.
They were also a sponsor of my charity event this weekend.
Very nice.
They were just following me around. I can't get away from them. They keep financially underwriting me. Thank you, Dave.
You got it.
Welcome back, 351 DG. As we're out of here.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host.
Investigator Slater.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Here at 4:40 on the dot tonight, because we have the Cardinals pregame and then the game at 5:40 in Pittsburgh, right?
No, Cincinnati.
Cincinnati, that's right.
Yeah,
it
should be
NL.
Look, it's important because they've been terrible on the road. I mean, 2-11 on the road is as bad as you're really going to get.
Yeah.
And, you know, yeah, it's been tough, right? Atlanta's good. The Mets are good. Boston's good. Right? You've had some tough series. Cincinnati's good, but they're not that good. Right, they're like two games over 500 now. So winning two out of four, because it's a four-game series. If you can get a split, that would be a good start to turning it around. And, of course, if you win the series, even better. But baby steps.
How does our starting lineups compare? Do we know them yet?
You mean the rotations and
yes.
stuff? It's not that different. So Pallante and Nick Martinez today is kind of a draw in my book. Michaelis and Singer is tomorrow. That favors the Reds. Libertor, Abbott, probably close to a draw, maybe slight edge Cardinals. And then the last one's tough because Sonny Gray's pitching on Thursday, but Hunter Green is going for the Reds. Hunter Green, he had a blow up recently, a bad start recently, but other than that, he's been phenomenal this year. He's kind of like settling in, if you will. He's 26 now. He still throws 102, but now he kind of knows where things are going. His splitter's nasty. That'll be a tough day.
Speaking of sports, Andrew, I understand you're a pickleballer now.
I am a pickleballer now.
You proud of that?
No, I'm not. It brings me no joy. I feel like a traitor. I feel like I've betrayed everybody.
Only because the rest of us hate it.
Because everybody else hates it, and we've been very much on the record of our hatred of pickleball here on the show. But then I went out to Chicken and Pickle with a couple of friends out in St. Charles on Saturday, and I whacked a couple balls around, and we had a wonderful time.
It's, so happy for you.
It's somewhat, you should try it, Dave. Well, we should all play together.
No, because I'll love it.
You will probably love it.
And then I will become what I abhor.
It's very...
I will be buying pickleball outfits. You know I will.
Oh, man.
I can see why it's beloved by people who are not athletic like me.
I'll move into a 55 and up community. I'll buy an upside down pineapple.
Because it does not involve a lot of...
Moving.
I don't know, work? Yeah, moving. Like it's pretty... It's pretty easy. It's pretty low energy. That net being lower.
I'm not sure you're selling it.
It's great. No, it's a blast. It was super fun. I didn't feel like stressed out. I didn't feel like there was anything I couldn't do. I was pretty good at it, if I do say so.
Dave, would you collect paddles like guitars if you got into it?
Oh, you know it. Everything.
We bought a couple of paddles.
Are they all the same?
No. There are... like $10 paddles that are like wood, and then there's like carbon paddles that are like $100 at Target.
I just mean like, do they all perform the same? Like, you know,
you have to think no, right?
I guess not if they're more expensive, right? Yeah. I mean, they're better. Or maybe they just don't break though. Maybe
these carbon ones are 10 times more expensive than the cheap ones.
But they
ones
just may not break. You don't know that they perform better. I gotta do some digging.
I think we should all get out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
DGS Pickleball Team.
No chance.